The News in Numbers with Tanya Curry, exclusively on Chai FM.
Good morning, Tanya Curry. How are you?
Happy Spring Day.
Yes, and to you too. Maybe a good one. I'm so ready for it. This is just
me too. Absolutely, I'm so ready for it. But it came early, I think, a couple of weeks ago. The plants started blooming. The garden looks beautiful. So, happy Spring Day, everybody! A start of a new month and a new beginning for us all. Let's hope.
Okay, Tanya, let's go through some of these stories that you have sent us this morning. And where do you want to start? Do you want to start with international news?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Let's talk about Hurricane Harvey, which has almost decimated the Jewish community in Houston.
Okay, but here's the thing. Hurricane Harvey, massive. We were actually talking about this yesterday. Are you aware of the floods taking place in Bangladesh and in Mumbai? 1,200 people have died, and there's hardly any news coming through from that.
817. I'm so grateful to you, Kathy Kayla, for mentioning it.
17 million people have been displaced, and we're talking about Hurricane Harvey.
1,200 people have been killed. Yeah. 1,200, guys. And when I Googled it this morning, you know, Google brings up, it has like a predictiveness of what you're looking for. So when I Googled Southeast Asia floods or Nepal floods, Bangladesh floods, I had to type in the full words. Like, well, what on earth is going on?
Yeah.
Hurricane Harvey comes in at 52% of our international news top 10. I put the floods on the chart, 0.18%. That's outrageous.
Incredible. Huh. Incredible.
Add to that, Trump and Harvey comes in at another 11.6. So you're looking at 63%, 64% of the RRI Africa's top 10. I'm outraged. I feel Hurricane Harvey is a devastating thing, and I've been watching the news with interest. But why is there no attention being paid to these millions of people being displaced and 1,200 people that are dead? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I did question, perhaps it came down to the reporting. You know, maybe people in those areas, a lot of those areas are rural, they don't have infrastructure. Perhaps it comes to the reporting, and it's not a first world country. So maybe that's why.
It certainly comes down to media room bias as well, though. There's no need why
the
CNNs of the world can't put a tiny slot on what's happening on the floods in Southeast Asia. It just seems incredible to me.
Crazy. All right. Is there anything else worth mentioning on this chart? I mean, we've got McGregor and Mayweather. We've got Diana. Yesterday was a 20-year anniversary.
Can you believe it was 20 years?
No. And you know what? I was thinking about, as a mother, I think she would have been very, very proud of her sons and how they've grown up.
I also do. And I think it's a travesty that still today, 20 years on, the world's worst kept open secret that Diana was killed, or she was murdered. And that...
Okay, that's the first I know. Okay, let's talk about
this. Guys.
Okay,
come
sorry.
On.
Do we have any
eerie conspiracy
music we need to play?
Especially after they released that documentary of her hidden interviews. You know, I think it's just like, okay, so that happened 20 years ago.
Tanya, was it the Illuminati?
Look, I'm not that bad. I don't believe they're all lizards.
I'm surprised after killing her, they had time to take down the World Trade Center.
Gosh. Listen, can we please move on? Much. Okay, we're going to run out of time. I know we're going to run out of time.
Okay, I'm going to talk quick. The big new entry in the international top news, top 10, apart from Harvey, is Trump and Japan. They're coming in at 3.2%, and I think that story will grow over the weekend. The rest are all the usual suspects. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor making a big impact.
5.7%. Did you watch the fight?
Sorry. I watched the highlights afterwards. I was so tired. I couldn't get up.
I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I wanted Conor to win.
Everyone wanted Conor to win. He just had no chance. He is Irish.
Yeah, he had no chance. Do you think it was rigged?
Look,
I don't think it was rigged at all.
No, but it wasn't rigged. But the reality
from
is,
WWF.
You know, I have some ideas for a rematch.
Okay.
Round number one, boxing rules. Round number two, they take off their gloves. Round number three, cage fighting.
Oh.
Round four is wrestling. Round five, you can take the chairs out of the audience and smash it over each other's heads. And round six, it's gladiator rules. That would be a fair fight.
That's like
I'm so in.
Yeah, that's like a, you know, fighting Kaluki. You know, each hand, you've got a different thing that you have to do to qualify.
Round seven, they bring their dragon.
Why was Obama trending? Why was Obama
Very trendy.
6.4%. What did he
still, do? Still, okay, firstly, there's reflections on the Obama administration. That's always there. But it's still because of Nelson Mandela's tweet. Can you believe that? I'm so bored.
I just can't.
I'm sorry, moving on. Let's look at South Africa. It's far more entertaining.
Let's do that.
In South Africa, over 7 days in the top 10 of news media this week, biggest new entry is Zuma's Q&A. Did you watch it?
Nope.
Oh, I did, and I won't miss it. Like, I can't miss it. Hugely entertaining. Malema and Zuma standing up and having a full go at each other. This morning, Malema tweeting, because Malema said, why don't you take these people to court if they're all lying about you? And Zuma says, I don't do that sort of thing. And then Malema tweeted this morning about somebody who said something defaming about him. And he said, I will be taking this person to court, unlike Mr. Dudizani's father. He kept referring in the entire parliament session, he kept referring to Zuma as Dudizani. Baba or Dudizani?
Well, Dudizani did explain to us yesterday, he's a very likable person. That's why the group has brought him in. The group has brought him in because he's very likable. And I've met him. He actually was charming.
He was very charming in the BBC interview. That particular interview and all the controversy surrounding Dudizani Zuma coming in at 5.4% of our social media charts, but didn't quite make the South African news top 10. In the SA news top 10, one big story that just will not go away is Grace Mugabe, 18.1%. Also because of the Q&A yesterday where Zuma said he's not a lawyer and he doesn't know why she was granted diplomatic immunity. So there you go, guys. He's not a lawyer, guys. He's not a lawyer.
As long as we keep falling for it, we're the stupids. Anyhow, all right, so that's the SA news media. Social media, what were the conversations about?
The biggest new entry outside of Zuma's, well, even bigger than Zuma's Q&A, is the NSFAS story with this 14.1 million that was transferred to a student's account, and she went on a spending spree of note, spending, I think, the tally is at the moment 800,000 rand of that money in a very short period of time. It took them 5 months to work out they'd made the error, though, the NSFAS, and people speculating as to whether they would give the money back, whether they would have spent it, if she'd had many taking the moral high ground. That coming in at 16% of our social media charts and certainly did entertain me most of the week.
You know, when I looked at what she had spent the money on, my question is, you know, how much is a weave? I think she completely overpaid.
No, she got Guatemalan weaves.
But it's a weave.
And she was buying Johnny Walker Gold at 800 rand a bottle. If she had gone for Irish whiskey, she could have probably doubled.
What would you
doubled.
Have done, though?
I don't know, but you know what's so nice about the story, and it's the one good thing that's come out of the story, is that the money was found, and it wasn't through corruption. It wasn't that the money had been misappropriated,
It's just misadministration.
Yeah, it was a clerical error, but a genuine clerical error.
Look how many zeros, guys.
The funniest part is that she seems to have been exposed, not because they picked up the error, but by people she wasn't inviting to her parties who got jealous.
And they found a spa receipt where she'd drawn money, and they saw the balance on her account, and that's what initially kicked off the story. That was the beginning. So what's the lesson here? Invite all your friends, even those that are not really your friends.
Yeah. In the Gemara, there's a story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. This is the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Anyhow, Tanya Kuri, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very much. Thank you for these beautiful pie charts that you do for us. I will definitely retweet them and we'll share them on social media. And we wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. Look forward to speaking to you next Friday. It's always a joy.
Absolutely. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Take care.